Why did randomness create only one son, by Krishna's mercy?
Shri Bhagwan Uvach. Ima Vivasvate Yogan. Proktvan Aham Avyayam. Vivasvan Manve Prah. Manur Ikshvakve Bravit. Quote, the Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku. Bhagavad Gita, 4.1.
Religion is backwards and outdated. It is for the less intelligent. The people who cling to their books and their guns. They lack the necessary intelligence to advance in the world, and so they resort to praying for everything. Otherwise, they think only of the afterlife. They will reach a better destination, you see. They are better than you and me. They pray. They are religious. They are pious. We are the sinners. We better repent now or forget it. Doomed for all of eternity. Irredeemable. I tell you that science is the way. Everything came from randomness. That is the source of the universe. There is constant evolution, since that first explosion. Those chemicals colliding resulting in what we see now. What we see now will evolve into something better. You just have to wait and see. Actually, we won't be able to see, because the magical changes like growing a new hand or leg occur over billions of years. But you never know, mankind is making advancement. Pretty soon, death will be a thing of the past. Why continue to worship figures that are like characters from a comic book? Get into reality for a change. Stop with the primitive rituals, like sitting on the floor, lighting stuff on fire, painting coconuts, and marking the forehead. You need to adjust with the times.
The famous Bhagavad Gita conversation that took place on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, dated during the time of the Bharata War, was not the first time the knowledge transfer had taken place. Though Arjuna was a Bhau warrior in doubt approaching his trusted guide and friend, the teacher in that case did not make up the information. Neither was he keeping the knowledge to himself for all that time. Arjuna was foolish for giving in to sentiment that was not tied to his occupational duty, but at the same time he was the most intelligent for knowing where to turn to have his confusion cleared up. As Krishna's word was sufficient for understanding the principles, so the same word substantiated the claim of timelessness to the relevance of the instruction. Krishna had shared the same wisdom before, to the sun god. That deity was like the patriarch starting a family. Other saintly kings appearing in the family line understood the same things. This represents the systematic flow to the highest knowledge. It is parampara, or dicyclic succession. A person may scoff at the idea. How could Krishna be around at the time when there was only the sun? If people are lucky to make it to 100 years of life within a single body, how could one individual be around forever? This was a wonder to even Arjuna, and so he asked the question. If the sun god is senior by birth to Krishna, how could such a transfer of information have taken place? The distinction is that Krishna could remember the many past appearances in the manifest world, whereas Arjuna could not.
Shri Bhagwan Uvach. Bahuni me vyatitani. Janmani tav charjun. Tane aham ved sarvani. Natvam ved parantap. Quote, the Blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. Bhagavad Gita, 4.5.
A person might be skeptical of the claim. How can there be a deity to the sun? Is that not personification? Is that not some story people tell themselves to feel better? We don't hear the sun talking. We don't see a face. How can it be a person? We can ask questions in return. Throwing it right back in the face of the skeptic, if chemicals randomly collided to create the universe, why is there only one sun? Why did the randomness choose to collect heat and light at an unimaginable scale within only a single entity? Why are there not many replicas to the same sun? Why is one sun responsible for heating the entire world? Why is the same sun witness to the many activities on Earth? Why is the same sun the source of energy for my ancestors and also myself? Why did the sun not depart from this world in the manner that everyone else before me has? We see that it is easy to dispel the sophistry of the skeptics. There is not much intelligence to the argument against Sanatana Dharma and the Vedas. If ever the cheater should be exposed, they run and hide behind credentials, certificates from like-minded colleagues, or proof of enrollment in established institutions. But the questions are still on the table, left unanswered. There is no response because there is no sane or rational explanation. The one provided by Sri Krishna makes more sense, and the further one delves into the discipline, adopting an inquisitive approach and a humble nature, the more they actually realize the truths behind the mysteries of the universe.
Tad viddhi pranipatin pariprashnen sevya udekshanti te gyana janinas tattva darshana. Quote, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.34.
We theorize on randomness dealing only with the large scale, but what about the small scale? Just create another sun. A single one will suffice. It does not have to be as large or as potent. Any self-sufficient and inexhaustible source of heat and light will do.
Mahatmanas tu ma parth. Devi prakritim ashritaya. Bhajante ananya manso. Jatva bhutadim avyayam. Quote, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.13.
Until that can be accomplished, the wise will stay with the one individual who is actually inexhaustible in all areas, including the relevancy of his instruction. He is the original splendor of the universe, the Tejas, and so he is capable of removing the darkness of ignorance from any area of influence. In closing, from his instruction to choose, my ignorance to remove, the sophistry to dispel, with mysteries of universe to tell, of how Gita to Sun God taught, through into present brought, because Krishna of highest standing, from him everything understanding.